Today's daf is daf kuf samach zayin in Baba Batra, 10th parak. As a matter of fact, where could we be but Baba Batra if we're talking about kuf samach zayin? So there we are on the third line, and we've finished now our discussion about the questions of contradictions in shtarot, avoiding any types of forgeries in shtarot. But now there's just a very fascinating aside over here in which it's possible for people to take something that you do, not carefully, and make a forgery out of it. And therefore, Omar Abayin, a couple of important insights about how to behave. Sometimes you might be asked for a sample of a signature. Now, this can be a rather dangerous thing. Put that signature on the top of the page. Always. Trust no one. So if the Bezdin wants, there are cases where you cannot be made on your Ktav Yad. Because as we had, there's cases where your Edut was necessary for the other Eid Ktav Yad. And then it'll turn out that we're taking 3/4 of the information built on you that we can't do. But what you can do is you can sign your name. Bezdin then compares the signature that was signed in front of them, graphologically, to the simon that's on their contract. And they can see it's the same. That's not your Edut. Problem is, what happens to the sample? And there, if somebody finds it, they can write whatever the heck they want on the top, which is not a very good idea, since they could write, I, the undersigned, do hereby commit myself to repay the $10,000 that I borrowed from so-and-so. And because of that, you'd be in big trouble. So then what you should do is make sure that the Ktav Yado should be in a place where there's no room on top. So lo lichve b'sof migilta. So don't leave enough room on the top for anybody to write something above it. Utsnan, why would that matter if there won't be any witnesses? Because, as the Mishnah said, that even though your own signature is not sufficient to create a shtar with a kol that will create liens to be motzi miyada lekuchot of nechasim mishubadim, it is enough to be mechayev you personally as a hodah, and therefore would have a din of a milvah balpeh.
And you just say also witnesses.
No witnesses. That's what it's saying. You don't need witnesses. If it has his handwriting on the bottom, it's enough to collect, even though not from the chasim mishulbanim. And there was actually a case, somebody had a brilliant idea to try to fool a baya, you see. So who bazbina? The Atal Kamei de Abaye was a guy who was a Jewish moches. So basically he was at the gvul or at the bridge. They used to have the various bridges. They would have mochesim before they come into the country. And so he would give friends off from the meches, yeah, pass. So he comes to Abaye and he tells Abaye, you know what, if you would just give me a sample of your signature, then any of your talmidim who come along and show that signature will have that sample all over and it will always give them free passage. So Abaye says, sure, why not? So nirzili marcha timat yadei dichiyot rabbanan machvili amavana lebelo mixa, let them off of the taxes. So achvili bereish megilta. Abaye is ready to sign at the top of the page. Meanwhile, this guy's tugging the page up a little bit. And then, here, let's just get it in the right position, right? So this guy, meanwhile, avik a nugget bay. Abaye says to them, kvar kodmucha rabbanan, sorry, but the rabbanan were there first. We already know about this shtick. Omar Abaye, another thing is that any number from 3 to 10, mitlat va'ad eser, should never be written at the end of a line, because you can always add a teen to that. And in Hebrew, you can write eserin to turn 10 into 20. So even 10 can be a teen, right? So if you write tlat, it'll be tlatin, arba'in, hamshin. So it's easy to add an extra yud and a nun at the end, and you're going to now, that means adding an extra zero. So because of that, lo lichtov b'sof shitas, dilma v'zayev v'katav, you can always add. V'yitramile, now if, l'maisa, that's how it ended up on the page, that's not a problem. Because what you could do is mention it again later on in the shtar, 2 times, 3 times, whatever it is. At one point, just make sure it comes out in the middle of the sentence. So you say, and I commit myself to the $2,000 that were mentioned above, to be a lien on all my property, and the $2,000 mentioned above can be collected even from the shirt off my back, and those $2,000, so whatever. Since the din is that the last time that it's mentioned is the only one that's going to be legally binding if there's a contradiction. Remember, you always go, but the acharon, as the Mishnah said. So what's there to worry about? In the end, you'll work it out. So just keep writing it until it comes out in the middle of a line. Because yes, shadalom mitramele behem tashita, you're bound to get it sometimes in the middle of a line. So who the avikatev bay? So there was an interesting case giving examples of these type of things. So who the avikatev bay tilta bipardesa? So this guy has a busta. He's got this garden, and the inside the garden he's got an area that's mamish, an orchard of trees. So it writes in a contract 1/3 of the orchard is being sold to so and so. The buyer also machelagage the bait vikare. So he erases the top of the bait and the foot of the bait to turn the bait into a vav. So now he's selling him now tilta upardesa, which then could only mean 1/3 of all property plus the entire orchard that's inside of the property. This is a great deal. So for the price of 1/3 of the orchard, he's gotten 1/3 of the whole lot plus the entire orchard. Okay, so he comes to a buyer to collect. Omar Leisha Baya says, very interesting. By timer of Viakle Alma Lahai Vav. Why is that Vav in such a relaxed, kind of happy position, which got all the room in the world while all the other letters around it are suffering? I think perhaps we'll string you up for a while until we get the answer. So Kafte Va'ode, the guy finally he admitted it. Ahud Ahavit Katav Bey, there was another case where someone had bought the portion of an estate of Reuven v'Shimon, the brothers who had inherited their father Yaakov, and it was written in the shtar, Reuven v'Shimon Ache, the brothers, Reuven v'Shimon. Now, Lamaisa, Reuven v'Shimon had a third brother by the name of Ache. So, Avile Acha, the Shmei Ache. So they went and they put a vav in. So now it's Reuven v'Shimon v'Ache. So the portions of the three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Ache, are all sold to this guy, this buyer. He comes and he shows a buyer that he's got this contract and he wants to collect. So, this poor vav seems to be in an awfully bad shape, all crushed in there and so on, the vav of Ache. Now, I wonder why that would be. So, so he strung him up and the guy was moda. There's machlokas, and by the way, what exactly kafte means? Does kafte mean he literally beat him? That he scared him by stringing him up and pretending to take out the whip. He's going to give it to him and got the guy to be made. And that's a question of what the bezin obviously can do what it needs to do in order to secure the din. So it's not really a shaila necessarily about how much you could do, how much a buyer was willing to do. Now, there was also a case, there was a case where a shtar comes to Rava, where it has Rava and Rav Acha bar Ada's signature on it. And they bring the shtar in front of Rava to collect until the Kamli Rava. So Rava says, that's fascinating because this is definitely my signature. It's whoever forged it did a darn good job. But it can't be my real signature because in my life, I never would have put my name before Rav Acha bar Ada's. So therefore, I could not have signed this. Makes no sense. And he says, look, I never did such a thing. So it's obviously a forgery. So Kafteva Odeza, sure enough, after the guy was hung up or beat sufficiently, he was made. So Rava says, you know, I'm just curious. How'd you do it? Because my signature just requires a forger. Okay, fine, it's a normal signature. So Bishlam Adidizi after, you're a good forger. But how did you get Rav Acha bar Ada's signature when the guy has this palsy? He's an old man. He's constantly shaking. Very difficult to forge a shaky handwriting of an old man. How did you do that? I'm just curious. Hey, he says, well, I'll tell you the truth. You know the rope bridge? So what I did was I put the contract on the edge of the rope bridge. Right, I support my hand on the bridge while I'm trying to write the signature. So it came out very shaky. So it looked like a very good duplicate or of Akbar Adas. That's one idea. Some say that what he told him was Kam Azarnuka Vikatav. You know, they have nowadays very popular in the gyms. They have these half circles that are blowing up balloons. You stand, I have to jump on the balloon, stand on the balloon, right? Or sometimes a whole ball. It's very exercise balls. In those days, they had these leather bottles that were used usually for wine, but you could blow them up and turn them into balloons. He said, that's what I did. I got in the gym, stood on the balloon, and while I was writing and shaking, I was able to forge Rav Acha bar Ada's signature. So anyway, all of this obviously is important for us to know in terms of getting to the bottom of a forgery.
What's the cost for someone?
Kotvim geit le'ish. So now, the question, we touched on a couple of cases before, in which, particularly if you remember the brilliant insight of Tosfos, that a shtar doesn't necessarily have to really be an eidus as to anything that happened. It only has to be a bottom line. And this is really the Mishnah that teaches us this. We cannot write a shtar that's going to be to someone's deficit unless that person agrees and orders the shtar written. The only case where that's not true is a divorce, because since the divorce could be given ba'al korcha of a woman, or at least it could have been until fairly recently, you know, it's not even 1,000 years. So it's one of the cheirim of Rabbeinu Gershon. We don't do that anymore, but theoretically, kotvim geit le'ish afa b'she'en ishto imo. So because of that, since anyway the woman cannot object, so therefore, if a man orders a geit to be written, a divorce, then even if the woman is not there, the sofer can write it, and the edim can sign it. Furthermore, a shover, a receipt for payment of a ketubah, can be written out for a woman, because it's only her deficit. If she loses that receipt before the guy pays her ketubah, it's all her loss. So if she's willing to risk that for the obvious advantage to her of having the receipt ready when the guy says, well, I would pay the ketuvah, as you know, but I'm certainly not going to pay it without a receipt. So how about we meet in a month? She says, no, I happen to have a receipt right here, so thank you very much. It's kedai for her to write out that receipt. If it's kedai for her, so fine. It's not our problem. So we'll write it out for her even though the husband's not there. Ubilvad shiyehe makiran. But that's only if you know who it is that you're writing it for. Now, this we're going to see more of in the Gemara, what that means. And in both of these cases, Habaal noten sachar, the guy who pays for the contract is the husband. Now, we understand why he pays for the contract for the receipt, because that's entirely his benefit. Otherwise, she can come and collect again. But why he should pay for the gate, that the Gemara is going to talk about. And furthermore, kotvim shtar lelove, and this was really the case that Tosfos had built his argument on earlier, and we've seen this case many times. If a borrower says to write a shtar that he owes money, we'll write that out, even though the lender isn't here, because it's his problem. It's not strictly true that it's his problem, because in writing such a document, lamaisa, you're going to be able to collect from the chasim mishubadim. Let's say you only take the loan out a month later. So when the guy wants to collect the loan, he can show someone who bought the property during that month, the earlier month, that the loan existed before. And then he'll be able to take away the property for him. So why is that something that's a neutral document? It's not a neutral document. It can cause a tremendous amount of damage. So in Achiyami, there's different approaches to how that's done. But the simplest approach is that you actually do create the lien. How do you create the lien? By a kinyan. So you make a kinyan providing someone a lien on a property, even though he didn't lend you no money. You want to do that, that's fine if you want to take that risk. So that's exactly what he does, because when he wants to get that loan and the guy says, well, you know, I'd give you the money, but I can't give you the money without a contract, so I happen to have the contract already. So now what does he say? So therefore, if he wants to take the risk, it's entirely his risk. Of course, we can't write a contract out for the supposed lender unless the borrower is there. I mean, that would be a disaster. And in such cases, halovet noten sachar, the lova, of course, is the one who's getting all the benefit, and therefore he pays for the contract. As a matter of fact, this is so obvious, the Gemara's going to ask, I mean, what else would you think? What, the lender should have to pay now so that you can borrow money? What would I think? Kotvim shtar lemocher, we will also write a contract that a field was sold, even though the buyer's not there, because somebody may hope to close a deal and be able to get the guy to sign on the bottom line on the spot, which is fine. So it may not be fine if the guy finds it, but it's fine if the guy wants to take the risk. That's not my problem. So there, even though lokeach is not there, who cares? But of course, the other way around, ein kotvin lelokeach ad she'mocherimo. And in all cases, the shtar is of value for the lokeach, so the lokeach is noten sechar. Ein kotvim shtarei erusin v'nisu'in. Now, this erusin v'nisu'in is not referring to an actual shtar that creates the kinyan. That we're not talking about the halal. We're talking about a shtar of what's called shtari psikta, which we saw be it ketuvot. We said kamata noten levincha kach v'kach, kamata noten lebitcha kach v'kach. So that's dover anikna ba'amira, and then they write it up. That's called shtari psikta, and shtari psikta you do not write out unless everybody is there, obviously, okay? It's a chiyuv for both of them. And in this case, the chatan, who's, I guess, figures he's getting the better deal, the chatan is the one who's noten sachat. Ein kotvim shtar arisut v'kablanut elamidat shneihem. Now, where you have a deal that somebody's coming in as a sharecropper or a lien tenant so that he's going to be working the land, so then obviously, again, both of them are being mitchayev for various things, and because of that, you need dat shneihem. The one who's moving in is the one that's considered to be the primary beneficiary, and it's the mekabel who's noten sachar. Ein kotvim shtarei birurin. Now, we're going to see what shtarei birurin are. The simple meaning with the usual shtarei birurin could be arbitration. Maybe it would be official estimations of value. This the Gemara is going to discuss. V'chol ma'asei beitin el midat shneihem, or anything that is going to be issued by a court. And that has to be midat shneihem. Again, we have to see what exactly that's referring to, if it's for one person's benefit. Ushnehem notnim sachar, that's only referring to birurin, because otherwise only the guy who's going to be you, let's say somebody wants the Bezdin to write out a document that allows him to go and sell somebody else's field. Obviously, the person who is asking for the document is going to be the one who's paying for the document. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer, actually, lishnehem kotvim, both parties get a copy, and both parties now are going to pay. Lezela atzmo, lezela atzmo. So therefore, we need to have it. Both of them get a copy of this. Again, what in the world this is referring to? What is the meaning wheel of this berurin that both should need a copy? All of that the Gemara is going to interpret for us. Now, when you said at the beginning of the Mishnah, don't write the get or the shover unless you recognize the party. Who is the party? Well, it means if it's a get, you have to know that the man that you're writing the get for is indeed that person, and the woman that you're writing the shover for, the receipt, is that person. Because otherwise, if you don't know, what's to prevent a man from giving now a get to another man's wife, and thereby, besides the obvious disaster, he's also being mitchayev in the ketubah and so on. Now they could split that, you know. The same thing would be true of the shover. The woman claims that she is so-and-so's wife. I never saw her before, but I figure, well, gee, if she wants to write a receipt, what could be wrong with that? I'll tell you what could be wrong with that. She's claiming to be this guy's wife. She now goes over to the guy who just divorced his wife and said, how about if we make a little deal? You owe your wife $100,000. I have a receipt from her, signed by Bezdin, that you've already given her the $100,000, which I'll be happy to give to you in exchange for $50,000. So therefore, they have to know who the people are. Okay? But that's all. Yosef of Safra, Vervacha Barhuna, Vervuna Barchinana. And Abaya is sitting there and listening, the Kami Ba'elohu. They're all sitting and they're saying, this doesn't really make sense. When you say that you're makir the Shema Ish in the get, why would you only need to be makir the Shema Ish in the get? Why don't you need to know the Shema Isha in the get? And when you say, so what? The Shema Ish beget, yes, but the Shema Isha not? And when you say the Shema Isha, you have to know the shover. But only the Shema Isha in? But the Shema Ish lo? I mean, don't we need to be concerned? The Lechush Dilma Kotav Gita, the Azulamantuda, Le'itito Dehech. Why are we not afraid that he will, in fact, we don't know, he says, you know me, right? Sure, we know you. Okay, write me out a get for my wife, Rachel. Oh, you have a wife, Rachel? Yeah. I mean, what do you care what her name is? Fact is, I'm the one giving the get. I mean, can't hurt to give me a get for my wife, Rachel. I guess not. So they write a get for his wife, Rachel, who doesn't exist. However, there is a guy by that name that has a wife by the name of Rachel, which the court never confirmed because they know the guy. You're saying all we need to know is the guy. Now, it would be very beneficial for him to have a get handy to give to another man's wife by the name of Rachel, and he can make a lot of money off of that. So why don't we need to know whether there is such a thing? So we should ask him, prove that you have a wife, Rachel. So we should need witnesses that he has a wife, Rachel, if we don't know them personally, and so on. The same thing would be true with the woman. Same thing would be true, Zinin Azakatva, Isha Shover. The woman could say, okay, write me out a shover for my husband so-and-so. Oh, you have a husband so-and-so? Oh, yeah, you didn't know? No, well, it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, fact is you're writing me the shover. It's my loss. They write it out, and she gives it to another guy. Legavra de lav de la. So then we'd have to know the name of the husband too, because otherwise you're saying it's very unlikely. So it's unlikely. But for an unlikely case of making $50,000, you know the name of everyone in town? Omalu Abaye, the people that are writing out this contract, the sofer and the AD. Omalu Abaye, you guys got it wrong. I'm terribly sorry. Rav, you were saying, Rav, you know, Rav says, Shema Ish Beget, Shema Ish Beshover. You thought that was exclusive? No. Ach Yamarav. Shema Ish Beget. That was the case, Stosis. That was the case we just discussed. You can write the get to the Ish, Afa Pisha Eina Isha Ima. As long as you know him. Him and everything that's associated with him, of course. Meaning, and the wife. The name of the wife. Uadin La Shema Isha. We only focus on the Shema Ish because that's who we're writing it to. Same thing is true about the Shema Isha Beshover. It doesn't mean I only need to know her name. It's just, but you're saying, if a woman walks in, as long as I know, that doesn't mean as long as I just know her name. It means as long as I know her and her history, so then I can write it for her. Otherwise, I'm going to need witnesses. There's Shema Isha Beshover, but of course, who Adil Shema Ish? Now, wait a second, but once we're talking about unlikely circumstances, how do we know that there isn't someone of the same name who is married to someone of the same name? I mean, what you're telling me, well, we really do have to worry that maybe it's being written to the person, but about a person that's not really their spouse. And now that you know the name, you do know it's written to the person that's their spouse. How do you know? You're sure that there's no one else that happens to have the same name in town that's married to a woman of the same name. So this won't help. Once you're trying to make it impossible for there to be a forgery, so then as the Gemara, what's to prevent you from saying, Lechush l'shnei Yosef ben Shimon, adarim be'ir achat, who are married to the same Rachel bat Yaakov? I mean, what's to prevent that from happening? So Dilma Kotiv Gita, why can't this happen now, even if you know the name of the man and the woman? Amalu Rav Acha Baruna, because in the event that there are Shnei Yosef ben Shimon that are Darim Be'ir Achat, then you will not accept a contract unless both are present. Ein Megarshin Neshotayam Elazeh Bifneseh. There is no way to either of them to divorce their wives if it isn't in the presence of the other two parties. And that way there's no possibility of a forgery, because neither the sofer, the bezdin, the edim, nobody will act on a get where there's two people of the same name in town unless we know for a fact that they have both been present and there's no confusion of identity. Otherwise, how are we going to know? Yeah, you'd have to research, you'd have to have a name of all the inhabitants, which is the Maskira Ir, would have to keep a name of the all inhabitants. Which, of course, raises the question of what's to prevent a trip to Las Vegas. That's what Las Vegas is. Says the Gemara, so what's to prevent a trip to Las Vegas? Why don't they can go to Las Vegas. So they'll take a trip to a town like that. He'll be the only guy of that. He'll go into a hotel, register with his name Yosef Ben Shimon, right? In Las Vegas. Gets the get in Las Vegas. Then goes back to his own town. And Mamte Leilit to the head. Now he can bring that get to the other Yosef Ben Shimon. Because in Las Vegas, there was only one Yosef Ben Shimon. Omar lo Ravuna bar Chinina. I'll tell you why. Because Achi Amar Rav, Kosh uchzak shmo be'ir shloshim yom, ein choshishim lo. The reason is that we will not act legally unless a person has established his identity for 30 days in a city. And 30 days is a very long time to go around pretending to something where somebody will probably bump into you and discover what's going on. So because of that, I mean, otherwise there's no end to it. Anybody can go, pretend to be anybody else in any other city, get a get, give it to another person's wife, even if there's no to Yosef and Shimon. So the idea is that clearly it's not all that easy to establish a false identity, because a person could keep that up for a week or two, but in order to establish himself over a long period, he's taking a big risk. So because of that, we don't worry about it. Says the Gemara, what about if, in fact, you need to act quickly for whatever reason? Somebody's going on a trip. There's a chashash of his wife being left for Yibam, whatever. I mean, what do you do if you have to do a document without that? So lo yitchazek mai. Omar Abaya, well, you know, you can always try the old trick of calling him by his name and seeing if he responds. Hey, Yosef! Guy doesn't look around. So then you know something's funny. So the Kori Leviani, Rizvit says, ah, come on, that's like the cheapest trick in the book. Ramah Barama Ute Zoyer, really, a guy who's going to this extent, he's moving to Las Vegas to be able to get another guy. You really think that he's not, like, maintaining enough awareness to turn around when somebody calls him? This is not an Eitzah. If you're going to establish identity, then you're going to need witnesses. There's nothing to do. No witnesses, no identity. Now, there was a Maisa, there was a Tavra, Tavichotem, like Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba. So there was now a Shover, and Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba is signed on this Shover, so that supposedly the man who comes into court says, I don't know why she's suing me. I paid this already. Here's my receipt. And Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, you're signed on the receipt. So I don't understand what this, there's nothing to discuss. So she comes in, the woman comes in, and she says, you signed on a receipt, but it wasn't me. Am I to blame that you don't look a woman? He saw that the husband paid her up, or the woman said, okay, he paid me up, so sign, and I'll be able to give him this, or he will pay me up, but the what she's willing for him to sign, it's fine. So she says, the woman who told you that was not me, and you signed. That's what happens when you rabbis don't look carefully at women. No, this is serious of the issue. The Gemara is going to discuss this. This is a problem. So he says, oi, that's really interesting. So Omar, you know, that's exactly what I said when the supposed you walked in. So I said, that sure doesn't sound like her. And everybody told me, well, she got a lot older, so her voice now sounds different. Right? So they told me, so Anna, I said that when you walked in. So he said, Anna Nami Amarlu, I told everybody in the court, Love Ihi, that's not her. Well, Omruli, and they all said to me, no, that's her, she's just gotten a lot older. You remember her when she was a kid. So Mika Shudakashila, Bogar La Kala, so now she's got this old woman's voice, you know. But that's what happens in 50, 60 years, you know, people grow up. So the Rashbam learned that in the end, he says, they told me that, and sure enough, I see that they were 100% right. It is you now that I'm looking, and they were right. You're an old lady. This was you in the first place. So don't try to give me this business. To which Abaye said, Afagav di Omer Rabbanu Kivin Shikit Shuvin Chozer Umagid, even though generally we would have a din, that having once made a determination that you said it wasn't her, how can you turn around and say now it is her? But it's not the derech of a Talmud Chacham to look so carefully at a woman to make 100% sure. It's, so if now he's saying, so now that the issue came to a head, I needed to determine it, so I determined it. Now, that's Rashbam's pshat. It's very, very not reasonable, this pshat. Because Kivan Shikit Shuvin Chozer Magid is a din in Eidut, not in somebody saying, you know, I also thought that. Where in the world did Rabbi Yirmiyah, where was he ever made, Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba? He was never made, which said Kivan Shikit Shuvin Chozer Magid. And the whole pshat in which he's saying, you know, I also thought that, is mashma that she was right. I mean, that's what you normally say. You say, no kidding, you know, that's exactly what I thought when you walked in. And they claimed that your voice had changed. So the simple meaning, and indeed many other Rishonim learned this way, the simple meaning is he said, you know, I suspected as much. Now you sound like the person that I always knew you were. And they claimed that your voice had changed and you gotten older. I see, I was right in the first place. And you sound exactly like you always sounded. I never would have identified it as you. So again, he wasn't looking at her. He was basically establishing the identity, essentially, on her mannerisms and her voice, and so on and so forth. So according to that, he's really changing his own testimony where he had signed in the shofar. Now that's a serious problem, because there, Kivajigit Shuvena Chozer Magid, comes along now Abaye to say that even though that is normally the din, since someone like Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba, it's not normal for him to be making such detailed analysis of a woman. So because of that, when he turns around and he says, now that I was forced to look into the issue, I realize that I made a mistake. So then we rely on that. That already is a true. Even she yichum and a chuzer umagid. Furthermore, there was a case of a hutavet avichotam like Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba. There was a case where Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba was signed on a shover where the woman claimed, you know, you rabbis don't look at women. That's why you signed. It wasn't me. Somebody else came in here claiming to be me, and you signed on it. And now I'm going to lose my ketubah because my husband is presenting a shover because some woman that he hired to come in got him a shover. Omar Lazar, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba said, cut out the shtick. Ivra, ant havet. It's 100% you, and don't give me this stuff. So Omar Abaye, the opposite is also true. Namely, that afal gav the tzubin rabbanu lav urche lemeda. It's not an unreasonable thing to say that he didn't look carefully at a woman. But if he says, I did, kivan dedak, dak, we're not going to say that the witness is unable to identify the woman that he actually did identify. And therefore, it's not a problem. Om Rabbayin, hai tzuvah mirabonim, the ozel kedusha itata, nidbar ama'aretz ba'adei dilma machlefula mina. The truth is that if a Talmud Chacham is coming in to be Makadish a woman, it's a good idea to bring a non-Talmud Chacham along with you who's used to staring at women and knows the difference between them, you know? Because you know that old Rochel Leah shtick? You don't want to get caught in that kind of situation. So bring along the kind of guy that watches TV, and he'll make sure for you that you got the right girl. Omer Abayin, Haiman Dabayin Lamichve Chatimot Yadei Bevedina, Lo Lichve Besof Begilta Dilma Mashkech La Acher Vekotiv Demasik Bezuzi. And remember that Tznan Hotzia Lav Ketav Yado Shul Chayav Lo Gove Menechasim Menei Chorim Ahu Bazbina Deata Lekavire Bayamalei Nivzile Mar Chatimot Yadei Dechiyat Rabbonin Machvile Mavarna Lo Belo Michsa. Achvile Beresh Begilta, Avikanogid Bey, Omele, Kvakadbucha Rabbanan. Omer Abaye, Mitlat Vad Eser Lodikto Besov Shita Duba Bezaya Fakata. The Eid Ramile, Nehadri Ladibure, Train Vetlat Zimne. At one point or another, Yevshadola Mitramile Be Emser Shita. Ahuda Avikotib Bey Tilta Bepardisa, also Machil Gagi the Beit and the Kari of the Beit, and instead changed it to Upardisa. So to the Kavide Abaye, Amalei, I wonder why Rafkalei Alma to this good old Vav over here. Kafteva Ode. Ahuda Vikotabe Minat Ruven Vishimon Achia. Now, in fact, Havilu Acha, the Shmei Achi. So he went ahead and added a Vav and turned it into Viachi. Atala Kamide Abaya, Amalei, I wonder why this Vav seems to be having so much trouble breathing. Kafteva Ode. Ahushtar Davakotimele Rova and Ravacha Barada. It is my signature, but it isn't. Because Dein Chatimot Yadadidi, Miu, I know for a fact that I never Kamei Ravacha Bar Ada Lo Chatimili in my whole life. Kafte Va'ode, Amalei, I understand how you could forge my signature, Elod Ravacha Bar Ada, who is an old shaking hand, the Ratit Yadei Heche Avadita, Omer Antche Yadoi Amitzra, or some say Kamazarnuka Vikatav. Kotvim geit leish afa pishe in ishto imo, va shover leisha afa pishe in ba'ala ima, vach yehim makiran, va bal noten sachar. Kotvim shtar le love afa pishe in malve imo, vein kotvim le malve af achia love imo, ha love noten sachar. Kotvim shtar le mocher afa pishe in lokeach imo, but ein kotvim lokeach achia mocher imo, va lokeach noten sachar. Ain kotvim shtarei erosim v'nisuin ela midat shnehem v'chatan noten sachar. Ain kotvim shtarei erosim v'kablanut ela midat shnehem v'mekabel noten sachar. Ain kotvim shtarei beirurin v'chumasei beitin ela midat shnehem v'shnehem notnim sachar. Reb Shimon Gamliel omer, l'shnehem kotvim. We write shnayim, l'ze la'atzmo, v'l'ze la'atzmo. Umay bilvat shehi makiran. Amar Rav Yonah, bilvat shehi makir, shehi ma'ish beget, shehi ma'ish beshover. Yosef Rav Safra v'achabaruna, Ravuna b'chinenah, v'yosef abaya kamay v'kayati v'kamiboy. Shehi ma'ish beget in, shehi ma'ish alo. Shehi ma'ish beshover in, b'shehi ma'ish lo. V'leich shdiyam ha'kotav gita v'ozir matir l'lit v'deh. V'zimni d'ozir v'kot v'ish shover, v'yove l'gavra d'lav d'ila. Omar lo abaye achi omar rav, shema ish begeit vuadin l'shema isha. Shema isha b'shover vuadin l'shema ish. V'leifush l'shnei Yosef et Shimon adorim b'ir achat, dilma kotiv gita vazubantir l'yit tadeher, omar lo rav achabarun achi omar rav, shnei Yosef et Shimon adorim b'ir achat, in megarshin neshotehem, ela ze bifnei ze. Yeah. V'leichas dima ozi l'mat achrit y'machzik v'shma b'yosef v'shibon v'katav gito mamte l'yit t'deher. Omar lo ravun abachirin ochi amarav kosher v'zik shbo b'yir shloshim yom, ain't choshim lo. What about if lo yischazik mine? Omar abayin, well, you pull the old stunt of Korah Levani. Rav Zvid Amar, that's worthless. Ramah barama utei zoyer. Ahu tarvet avichotim ala Rav Yirmi abaraba, ati l'kameri ahi yitita en omra lei, lav ana havoi. Oh man, that's interesting. Ananami Armil Lav Iyad. And they claimed that Mikishu the Kashla, Ubagala Kala, Amrabe Hafo Gav, the Amrabona, Kivan Shigit Shovna Vazir Magid, Surab Mirabona, it's reasonable. We love Ukhil Meda. Who tapped have a cotamale review me a barav, Armile Lav Anavoy, Omar La Ivra Ant Havit. Amrabe, well, Hafo Gav the two Mirabona Lav Ukhil Meda. But if he did, he did. Even the dak dak, Omar Abay Haitzumim Rabbana da Ozil the Kedusha Itata. Better take along an Amma Oretz Padde. Dilma Machlu for Lamine.